Around federal information technology circles, Rick Holgate's name is roughly synonymous with mobile computing. As CIO of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, Holgate is an early and enthusiastic adopter of mobile technologies. But what's new eventually gets a little dated. Now ATF is about to undergo a pretty big technology refresh. Rick Holgate joins me now with an update. Rick, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I'm looking at, this is totally off subject here, but I was checking my OPM alert, and it says the federal government is all open, all the offices are open today. Yes? No?
I think that's probably a little bit misleading in the sense that it is a federal holiday. So they're probably not open in the sense of everyone's at work, but they're open in the sense of services remain available.
Okay, well, that's a strange one. Anyway, so you were the earliest, I think, federal executive I know to walk around with an iPad that was actually authorized by the agency. So what are you about to do now there for the IT infrastructure?
Well, our current IT upgrade relies mainly on replacing some old Windows-type devices that exist in our enterprise, and there's two motivations for doing that. First off is that up until a couple of months ago, we were still on Windows XP, which, as most people know, was an expiring software in the sense of its support was leaving by virtue of Microsoft eliminating support for XP, and that was going to create some vulnerabilities in our environment if we left that in place for much longer. And then the other reason was the age of the hardware, because we'd upgraded the hardware about 5 years ago, so it had gotten a little bit old, and we were starting to see increasing hardware failure in that regard, which meant that we had greater risk of data loss and vulnerability in that sense as well. So those were the two primary motivations for pursuing our refresh. And frankly, we started thinking about the need to do refresh last year about this time. And that put us in a somewhat awkward position in the sense that we were coming out of a year of sequestration. We were going into, at the time, an uncertain FY14 because we didn't know how FY14 budgets were playing out. But we also knew we needed to migrate off of Windows XP by roughly the middle of this year. So we put a lot of thought into how to go about doing that in as cost-conscious a manner possible, and really eliminating a one-time infusion of money to buy new hardware. So if you'll recall, we've been doing managed services since 1997. So we'd figured out long ago how to spread hardware cost over multiple years, and so we continued to do that this year in terms of making the hardware purchase not a one-year cost, but a cost as a service over 4 years. And we'd worked with our service provider to develop a solution for that back in the April-May timeframe. And so actually right now we're about to complete our refresh at the end of November. We'll be moving from Windows XP to Windows 8.1. And again, doing it in as cost-conscious a manner as we were able to.
And so before we get to the Windows 8.1 and the devices that runs on, because that's a touchscreen-enabled deal, talk about the managed services and how in some more detail about how that works in terms of getting hardware as a service to replace the old PCs.
Yeah, so basically, when we buy the hardware as a service, we don't incur a one-time cost up front. We basically negotiate a cost as a service over a period of time. In this case, it was 4 years. Which allows us to make the cost of hardware much more predictable. It avoids us having to absorb a one-time cost at any point in our history. And so it makes a much more predictable cost and therefore one that makes it more easy to plan for and absorb budgetarily. Because, you know, when you look at our budget over the last 5 or 6 years, our budget has been roughly flat. So we haven't gotten any infusions of resources to buy new technology or to create new investments. So to dampen the effect of hardware refresh in that kind of an environment, spreading the cost over multiple years ends up being much more affordable.
So will you be getting standard types of PCs? Does anybody still buy boxes like we used to buy in the 80s, 90s, and 2000s?
Well, we're evolving the sense of technology in our organization. So we historically, in our last version of technology, had been primarily relying on laptops and a small amount of desktops in our environment. And what we're doing now is exposing our users to a broader choice of devices. because, as you mentioned, with Windows 8.1, we're incorporating a touch interface and a variety of technology that offers more flexibility to our users. So we gave them the opportunity to choose among a wider selection of hardware to include tablets that would give them basically, a greater sense of technology that would work best for them.
So that means you'll have Windows 8.1 running also along with iOS, because a lot of iOS devices are at ATF also, correct?
Yes. So in terms of our cell phones, mobile phones, those are all iOS, and also we have a relatively small population of iPads in our organization as well. So, yeah, we've turned into a dual operating system environment in the sense of Windows 8.1 and iOS.
So on the Windows 8.1, because as we said, as you mentioned, it is a touchscreen-enabled operating system, there's a lot of semis out. I guess you'd call them tablets that detach from their keyboards, convertibles, that kind of thing. There's kind of a cross between a tablet and a laptop. Is that the type of device that you're going to be having more of?
Absolutely, yeah. We had to expose our users to what these devices operated like, because frankly, some of our users were not that familiar with tablets, but we did a roadshow and got them a chance to get hands-on experience with the devices and got them a chance to experience the possibility of the devices in the future. So, you know, today we're still running a lot of desktop-oriented applications, which have the traditional user interface and that sort of thing, but we've exposed our users to the possibility of moving to a more streamlined interface in the future, which would lend itself much more readily to being operated in a touch-type environment. And that, I think, ended up attracting a lot of our users to the opportunity for the tablets, not just the lightness of the device in the sense of it's a smaller device and weighs less, but also we could move our applications to a much more touch-friendly interface in the future. So right now we've got roughly 3,300 venues in our environment, which is a pretty significant penetration in our device mix.
And when do you expect to have everybody to Windows 8.1 or iOS and away from XP altogether?
The end of this month. So in a couple of weeks, we'll be there. So we'd approach this with a fairly high sense of urgency, given, you know, one, the expiring XP support and the potential additional cost we'd have to pay to extend that support, which we didn't want to incur to a great extent. So we'll be done here at the end of this month.
We're speaking with Rick Holgate. He's the Assistant Director for Science and Technology and the CTO of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. And so what's going on in the back end of things? I mean, where are you with respect to shared services and use of clouds as you go to touch devices and maybe revamping applications so that they better support touch devices?
Yeah, so the main area we've explored is in shared services and cloud, as you've said. So shared services in the sense of our managed service that we put in place about a year and a half, 2 years ago. We're looking to expand that to other users to basically find cost savings in the sense of economies of scale. So when we put the managed service relationship in place, we built in the opportunity for other customers to join us in the delivery of that service, and we're now in the process of working to find those other partners to join us. So when we initially entered into this relationship, our partner was the Marshall Service, who was using some of the services, and we've since had DOJ OCIO and the Office of Justice Programs join us for certain elements of the service in this managed service relationship. So we're looking to expand that relationship in a much more scalable fashion to achieve economies of scale for all of us so that we can keep IT costs as manageable as possible.
And how has the acceptance for this type of computing environment been for the people that are carrying out the mission, the agents?
It's been good, and you know, two factors there. One, it was a little bit of an adjustment for them to go from XP to Windows 8.1. So, that was a fairly significant leap in terms of interface and technology and so forth. And so they've adopted to that relatively flexibly in the last several months. And that involved a fair amount of education and familiarization with them to get them comfortable with the new device, the new interfaces. But they're moving along in that regard. And you know, frankly, the other reason for doing it was to eliminate the potential for additional costs in our enterprise. And so we did the transition in a relatively lean manner this time around. So we made it a much more self-service type migration from our legacy environment to our new environment, and provided relatively light hands-on support to our users. And they've accepted that, and they've done that well, and they've made that transition. And so we're looking forward now to leveraging the possibility of the platform to continue to drive efficiencies in the way we do business and execute our mission, and to give them better tools to get their jobs done.
And aside from the enterprise or the specific applications to ATF, what about things like Office, Microsoft Office? Will you stick with that, and will you go to an online implementation of it rather than everybody having a copy on their hard drive?
We'll look at that. We're right now in Office 365, which is, you know, mainly email collaboration and those types of services, not to include Office themselves. But, you know, frankly, moving to more online software is an attractive option in the future because, again, that will simplify our environment, probably provide greater redundancy and availability of our environment, and hopefully reduce costs as well.
And Windows 8.1 can be pretty tricky, even for experienced computer users. How are you handling help desk calls, and do you offload that, and or do they call you up and say, "Hey, Rick, I can't get my way back to the home screen"?
Yeah, we had to do a fair amount of training on that, and also we've created the interface such that it launches into the more traditional Windows interface in 8.1. And so you're not faced with a tile-based interface as the first thing you encounter on the devices. And so that's helped to ease the transition into Windows 8.1. And then we've also really provided additional help desk support and other types of support to ease the transition.
All right. Rick Holgate is the CIO of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Thanks for joining me, and take the rest of the day off.
Thanks.